This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Tampa, Florida man who participated in the January 6th Capitol riots will spend 8 months in prison after he was sentenced for a felony charge stemming from the incident. Prosecutors had sought an 18-month sentence for 38-year-old Paul Allard Hodgkins. Hodgkins, a supporter of former President Donald Trump, made his way into the Senate chamber on January 6th as President Joe Biden's election win was being certified. He was never accused of assault or property damage, but pleaded guilty last month to obstructing an official proceeding. His lawyer characterized his participation as the story of a man who, for just 1 hour on one day, lost his bearings, who made a fateful decision to follow the crowd. Prosecutors said that instead of turning around once inside the Capitol, Hodgkins pressed forward. They characterized his actions as a grave danger to our democracy. More than 500 people were charged with various crimes related to the attack, with 165 accused of assaulting or impeding police officers, according to the Justice Department. The corruption trial of former South African President Jacob Zuma resumed with a hearing on Monday following several days of deadly riots linked to his imprisonment in a separate case. In this case, Zuma is charged with multiple counts of corruption, fraud, and racketeering in connection with a massive 1999 arms deal when he served as deputy president. A French defense company involved in the deal has been charged with corruption and money laundering. Zuma surrendered to authorities in his home province nearly 2 weeks ago to begin serving a 15-month prison sentence handed down by the Constitutional Court in June. The sentence was for failing to appear before an inquiry into corruption during his 9-year presidency, which ended in 2018. This is VOA News. The United States on Monday released Abdul Latif Nasser, a one-time Taliban commander in Afghanistan, from the U.S. detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He was sent to his native Morocco after being held at Guantanamo for 19 years. It was the first transfer of a Guantanamo detainee under U.S. President Joe Biden. A senior administration official told reporters the U.S. is very much focused, subject to national security reviews, on transferring more Guantanamo prisoners to other countries willing to take them and closing the prison entirely. Nasser, who is 56, was released to Morocco 5 years after senior U.S. officials first determined he was no longer a significant threat to U.S. security. The facility on the eastern tip of Cuba once housed more than 700 terrorism suspects in the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States. Human rights activists have criticized the United States for its operation of the highly secure prison, asserting the detention of such a large number of fighters captured on battlefields throughout the Mideast, South Asia, was excessive, and their treatment at Guantanamo inhumane. People in Britain are calling Monday Freedom Day, the day all pandemic-related social restrictions are lifted. Social distancing and mask wearing are no longer required within British borders. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday that beginning at the end of September, proof of vaccination will be required to enter nightclubs and other venues where large crowds gather. He said proof of a negative COVID test will no longer be enough. Johnson is spending Freedom Day in quarantine after Britain's health minister, Sajid Javid, tested positive for COVID-19. But coronavirus cases and COVID-related hospitalizations in Britain are on the rise, largely driven by the Delta variant of the virus, which was first identified in India. Last week, the daily number of new cases topped 50,000 in Britain for the first time since January. At the Olympics in Tokyo, another athlete tested positive Monday for COVID-19. A beach volleyball player from the Czech Republic became the latest athlete to become infected after U.S. teenage tennis sensation Coco Gauff tested positive. Other positive tests include two South African soccer players and an alternate for the U.S. women's gymnastics team. The Olympic Games were canceled last year, but the Olympic Committee's decision to continue with the Games this year in Tokyo has received much criticism as the world continues to grapple with the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.